didn't get. Oh, I can't believe I missed that. Wait, I gotta play a little more of this here. This is for the tape. Okay, so anyway. I love that stuff. I mean, that's just not what we're doing here, you know, but God, it's gorgeous. And that brings me back to our theme here tonight, which is, as I was saying before I started the tape, I can hardly stand it. You're seeing me from behind, I just can't hardly stand it. Oh, that's better, that's better. See, but I liked it when you could see the masks. But then I'll keep turning my back. Okay, baby. We got a little mask, and we got a little me. One of the things that I'm just going to have to do tonight. Oh, God. And I'm sick, all right? I mean, I know y'all know I'm sick, but I mean, tonight I'm even sicker. So, I hope you've all been listening to this Best Of today. On Sundays, you know, we just play the live broadcasts all day, just the rebroadcast. Of course, they're not live most of the time, and I know that tonight again we're doing a midnight broadcast, and so that's probably good, but at the same time it's hard for me. I like to do it in the morning, but I was out of town this week. I was visiting my parents. Hi Mom, hi Dad, sorry you're having trouble with your printer, Dad, but I'm still not feeling well, and I had this broadcast to do. I couldn't disappoint my listeners. Now, could I? Could I, listeners? So, anyway, last week, I told my story of the man and the painting of the fish, but most of it did not get properly recorded. Because my dad machine is just crazy! So I'm gonna... I'm gonna be trying that again this week, because I feel that that was a shame, I tell you, to have missed on tape. Okay, so I'm gonna be working towards that. I don't know when I'll be ready. I don't really want to, I don't want to force it, you know what I mean? But then again, the theme of tonight's broadcast is, I can't stand it anymore, or something along those lines. I don't remember what I said. But anyway, I can't stand it. I really can't stand it. I just the implications of what I'm telling you, I really can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it anymore. I just can't stand it. I can't take it. I can't stand it anymore. I really can't stand it. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be good, but it's very difficult, and I can't be responsible for my actions. I really can't.
I can't believe I was caught up in that.
Wow.
That was rough. Okay, anyway, so I think it is time now for me to tell you the story of the fish, the painting of the fish. But let me get a little prepared here. It's not an easy thing to do. Okay, and what's going on with that? Oh, no, no, that's not good enough. I want something like that.
Okay, see, and that's going to be helpful because I could do voices this way. I could do this kind of voice. Or I could do that kind of voice.
Is that clear?
You can have the customer and the artist. This could be the artist. And this could be the customer.
Okay, artist, customer.
Oh, and then I need the narrator.
Oh, that's getting scary already. Okay, we're going to try it the other way. The way we did it last week here. Let's try it up here. Okay. Okay. So, it's just not organic for me. I have to get it right. I mean, you don't know how good this was last week. And, I mean, maybe, did anybody hear it? I think maybe one person might have heard it last week. Well, I just gotta go for it because otherwise I'll never get out of here, and I really want to close up early tonight, let me tell you. I'm not in good shape, ladies and gentlemen. I really can't stand it. And I don't know what I'm gonna do. Let's see what we have here. Okay. So, there's this guy. Oh, this will never be as good as last week. But anyway, there's this guy. And he needs a painting. He realizes he wants a painting to go up over his couch. He just wants something simple, you know. And he thinks, it'd be nice to have a painting of a fish. So he goes to an artist and he says, I'd like you to paint me a fish. The artist, of course, says, yes, I'd be very happy to paint you a fish. I can paint for you the most amazing and beautiful fish you've ever seen. I will paint for you a superlative painting of a fish. Well, the man is, of course, pleased by this, and he says, well, that's terrific. That's just what I want. The ultimate fish painting is what I'm looking for. To just go above my couch. I'll be moving into my apartment in about 3 weeks. And so if you could get it ready by then, I'd really appreciate it. Well, says the artist, you know, art is not an exact science, and that's why we call it art. So I can't really guarantee you that I can make it in the three-week deadline that you're providing there. Not that I wouldn't like to, and I'll try, but if I'm going to get you a really superlative fish painting, you may have to wait a little bit more. So, the man is reasonably inclined to do that, and he goes off for 3 weeks, moves into his apartment, and tries not to be disturbed about the continually empty space above the sofa, the one that he had contracted the artist to fill 3 weeks before. So he returns to the artist and says, well, how's it going?
How's it going?
See, I used that voice that I told you I was going to use. How's it going, eh? I'm here to get my painting of a fish. I know you said it might not be ready, but I figured I'd give it a shot. Well, well, well. Unfortunately, says the artist, it isn't ready. I'll show you what I've got so far. You see, I've got this canvas over here. And the artist shows him a canvas, and there's a sort of a line on it. You know, it's a kind of a squiggle that's beginning, like maybe it would be a fish at some point. But the canvas is basically empty. I mean, empty. So the patron is not particularly pleased with this development, but he understands that the contract was that time may not be in his favor in this contractual obligation here. So he goes away. He decides that he's going to go behind the artist's back, you see. And he figures he's going to get himself another painting of a fish somewhere. But he can't get out of his head what the artist said about a superlative painting of a fish. And he knows in his heart that he won't be able to take just any painting of a fish. It will have to be somehow a superlative painting of a fish. But he figures, hell, he lives in one of the greatest cities in the whole world. There's no way he won't be able to find a great painting of a fish. And certainly, if he searches a little bit further, he will certainly come upon a superlative painting of a fish. So he begins his search in the museums and the galleries downtown. He can afford to spend a bit of cash. I mean, he hasn't paid this other artist diddly squat at this point. It was just a contract, and he figures at that point he'll run in with a superlative painting of the fish, say, look, here it is, a superlative painting of a fish. It was here all the time. I'm very sorry. But I'm going to take this one instead. But he doesn't really see any at the museum that he likes. They're all very abstract, and there's very few paintings of fish, actually. Only two. In fact, he can't find any paintings of fish, really, in the big city. So he figures he'll probably have to go out to the country where people fish and where fish are plentiful, and he hopes there that maybe he'll find someone who is so in love with fish that he paints fish all the time. But he figures before he goes out of town, he'll check with the artist, and maybe the artist has finished his painting, and, you know, good enough. So he goes to the artist.
Have you finished my painting yet, artist? You have my superlative painting of a fish.
Well, says the artist, not yet. And I'm sorry. It's not for lack of trying, believe me, but I want this painting to be so much for you. I haven't taken on any other engagements, and I'm not taking any of your money until I finish for you the most superlative fish. I don't mind if you go look at other paintings all over the world if you want. I just know that I can make for you a painting that will be a dream come true. I can make for you a painting that will make you blue or green if you want to be. I can make a painting that will make you feel like you're a fish when you're looking at it. A painting that will make the very fishiness of the world come alive in your room. This will be not just a painting of a fish, but an experience to behold. I promise you, sir, if you have faith in me, the painting you receive will knock your socks off. figures, patron figures, that's pretty convincing. But
he says, I am almost convinced, but I am going to continue my search anyway. But I promise I will call you if I see a painting that I like, and I will attempt to negotiate with you for any work you have done so far.
And with that, the patron left to go out to the country in search of paintings of fish that might be an experience all their own. And he does find many paintings of fish as he roams around the country and eventually has friends calling him about paintings that they've seen around the world of fish, and he runs off to Paris to the Louvre and sees some ancient paintings of fish that have rarely been shown. They're not even in the collection. He has to get special permission to see them, and they're pretty good. They're quite good, and of course he can barely afford them. But if they had been the superlative fish experience described by the artist, he certainly would have been willing to mortgage his life for that at this point. It seemed like the most desirable thing in the world to have this true experience of a fish somehow transmuted through a canvas and oil paints.
But it didn't do it for him. None of the paintings he saw, none of the ones in Belgium or in the Nordic countries where they painted some incredible swordfish legendary gods.
Nothing did it for him. He saw some incredible paintings. Paintings of the Inuit tribes. Beautiful, simple, ancient paintings. So pure in their forms and shape. He learned to identify so many types of fish in his travels, because, of course, he had to know what kind of fish they were painting and where they had bought the fish. He spoke to so many of the artists about their fish paintings and why fish in the first place, and they asked him why he wanted this superlative fish painting, and who was this artist who had promised it to him. They wanted to know, and he wanted to know. He met so many folks as he traveled looking for the fish painting. He was gone over a year and a half. Searching for the fish painting. He had spent quite a lot of money and really, really needed to get back to work. Otherwise, he would have no more money. So he came back to the city and, of course, didn't even go home first. Went directly to the artist, hoping that the artist would have long since finished the painting, but he had received no message while he was abroad, so he had assumed that the painting was no further along. And indeed, when the artist showed it to him, the painting was literally no further along than when he had seen it a year and a half and 3 weeks ago, when it was just a mere stripe on a blank canvas. It still was just a fishy line, barely the beginning. Nothing compared to so many of the paintings he had seen all over the world. And he said to the artist, please, please, how much longer can I wait for a painting? Please, have pity on me. I just want to see the painting you described. I went all over the world. I saw paintings. Paintings that made my hair curl. But still I knew that was not the fish experience that you had described. The one where I turned green and blue, it sounded so amazing. Please, won't you ever have a fishy painting ready for me? Please.
The artist said, oh, I forgot to do the damn voice. The artist said, if you'll come back in 2 more days, I'll be ready.
But That's impossible.
You see, I'm using the voice now.
If you're no further than this, after a year and a half and 3 weeks, I can't believe it. There's no way you'll be ready in 2 days with a superlative painting. That's not possible. You're going to have a finished painting now, and then 2 days, you can do a couple of touch-ups or something. I mean, come on, be realistic. How far can you go from that one stupid line to a full goddamn painting in 2 days?
Trust me. So the patron left for the last time, hoping that when he came back after the weekend, that indeed the painting would be finished. He didn't sleep at all that weekend, and he couldn't eat either. His anticipation over the finished painting was too great. He thought throughout, maybe he should forget about the whole idea. The artist had obviously led him on. There wouldn't be an artist. He would go there in 2 days and the man would have moved away. He probably thought he had given up a year ago. Oh, it was all so silly. He felt like the artist was some sort of brother of his that he had to go and confront or tell his mother. He didn't know what to do. He was going out of his mind. He couldn't stop thinking about the painting. And yet, it didn't seem real anymore. But he returned to the artist Monday morning, barely able to breathe, shaggy and unshaven, shaky, sweating. He had walked all the way downtown to the artist's loft. He couldn't think about taking the subway, and hadn't read the newspaper all weekend. Had no idea what was going on in the world. He had dreams of fish, and continued to see those dreams all the way downtown as he walked the long streets early in the morning. He wanted to get there first thing. He couldn't wait any longer.
Where's my painting? I want that painting!
He had broken into the artist's loft.
Where is it?
He walked through the loft slowly, the dark loft. When he got to the canvas area, he found the artist half asleep in front of the canvas, and that same one goddamn line there on the canvas with nothing else. He couldn't believe it. He woke the artist up.
What are you doing? You haven't done a thing in 2 days. You haven't done a thing in over a year and a half.
What are you doing?
Playing me for a fool? I'll kill you. I'll kill you. I'll sue you. I'll make sure you never work in this town again, mister.
The artist was flustered, but said, Sir, calm yourself. I am prepared for your arrival. I told you to come back in 2 days, and I promise you, I am ready.
But you're not. The canvas is still empty. It's been that way for a year. I don't try and sell me on that one stupid line. That's not a superlative fish painting. I know painting by this point. I'm a goddamn art critic by this point in terms of fish paintings. So you better be able to produce, mister.
The artist threw the canvas aside and took up a blank one. He picked up his palette, and in what seemed like a split second, he dashed off the most perfect painting of a fish the man had ever seen. It was stupendous. He began to weep immediately. It had appeared before his very eyes on a blank canvas. The colors were so iridescent. The perspective was so deep, and yet the details so fine. The fish seemed to speak to him. It was a trout. Just a simple kind of fish. So simple. But beautiful. So lovely. The kind of fish that just made you want to swim. The kind of fish that just made you want to...
for joy. He couldn't believe it. The artist had done it. He was having an experience over this painting of a fish, and there it was, out of nowhere. He didn't even use the stupid painting with the line. It didn't make any sense. He didn't understand. He became confused and almost passed out.
The artist gave him a glass of water and said to him, "Come. Come on, I'll explain. Let me show you something." He felt bad for the guy. And he
opened up a door. And he brought the man inside a room. And inside the room was a huge gallery. 3 times as large as the other room that he had been inside. He didn't know this room existed. It was some sort of a secret room inside the closet. It was huge. It must have gone up into the other floor. The ceiling was so high. And then he realized every painting on the wall, all the way up, all the way down, hundreds of paintings, no, thousands. He couldn't count, and they were all practically the same. Almost identical, but not quite perfect. Almost identical to the painting the artist had done, right in front of him. Paintings of fish.
Well, I'm sorry. I know that really wasn't as very good, and certainly wasn't as good as the one I did last week, so I'm still...